Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting about the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Engine Antique Show. And to do that, we're visiting with Bob Nelson. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning.
Well, you've been doing this for a few years, and I guess I should say, and we'll mention again, it is coming up this weekend, this September 17th and 18th. Do you recall how many years you've been involved, Bob?
Not exactly, but I've been there most of the 35 years.
Okay, that's pretty close, most of the 35 years. And a little later, I want to talk a little bit about maybe the changes from 35 years ago and now. But for right now, let's talk about some of the things that happened there just in general. Of course, it's lots of old machinery.
Yeah, almost all of our exhibits are working exhibits. You'll see the old machinery being used, and that should be interesting to most people, and it's a piece of history.
Mm-hmm. And it's different than just going and seeing it sitting there, and for some people going, well, I wonder what they did with this. This way they can really see how it was used. And is now, it's called steam and gas engine. Is there actually any threshing that goes on during this time?
Yeah, we'll have a threshing machine going out in the field, and there will be a trolley there to ride around, and they'll take a pretty good whole round around the grounds.
Yeah, so you really get to see what's happening. You might want to be sure. I'm trying to think what you're going to bring. If you need a hat and if you have allergies, you may want to be sure you take your allergy medication. But you know, the weather should be just great. This is a great time of year.
This is a great time of the year. Everybody enjoys fall, and everything is happening now.
Yes. Harvesting is going on, and school has started, so yeah, lots of things are going on. Well, let's kind of talk about the time. We said it's September 17th and 18th. When should people show up? What time can they come?
Well, exhibits generally start at 9 o'clock in the morning and last all day, and we have a parade of tractors and the steam engines and things like that, some older cars, and at 4 o'clock.
Okay, so generally you can show up 9 o'clock or later, but on Sunday morning you can come a little earlier.
Yeah, it's at 7:30 till 8:30. They have there will be a pancake breakfast, and 8:30 will be a non-denominational church service, and everyone will join that. It'll be old time.
Okay. So just get yourself over there. Of course, it is come and go. And lots of things going on. We mentioned, of course, the major thing is the old machinery. But when I look through a lot of things going on, of course, there's food. Food of all kinds, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a food stand there. We have homemade pies and bars and the regular meals.
Okay. And I see homemade ice cream sounds great. And then, of course, I just think you have to have food everywhere. And then, in addition, there's music kind of scattered throughout this, too, musical performances.
Yeah, we have Brad Morgan from Manning. And he'll be performing from 11 to 1. And then 1 o'clock, we have the Silver Creek Cloggers will be going. And this will be their last performance, I guess. Yeah. And at 2 o'clock, we have a full circle jam with Patty Bogler and friends.
Okay, so that's all kind of Sunday afternoon there, from 11 through the afternoon. And then I understand on Saturday there's also a bit of music. But I want to mention on Saturday something kind of new, I think it's new, to do with bones.
Yes, we have a person coming from Iowa State to identify bones. If you have any old bones that you've dug up somewhere that you don't know what they belong to or they washed out in the river, bring them along. We'll get them identified.
It's kind of like Antiques Roadshow, only this is the Bone Roadshow. And I don't know, do you have any of those, Bob? Have you dug up bones ever that you've saying, I wonder what this is?
Well, I don't have any bones except the ones I'm going to take myself.
But yours are still covered with skin.
Yeah.
So, but great opportunity, and it's titled The Ancient Bones of the Nishnabotna River, but I'm sure if they didn't come from the Nishnabotna River area, that's okay too. Great opportunity. That starts at 2 o'clock. Do you know if there's any fee for that, Bob? I don't see a fee mentioned. If, you know, if I bring three or four bones, I'm wondering if I have to pay. Do you know?
Oh, I don't think there's a fee, no.
Okay. But that's I think, a new and kind of exciting kind of thing. If you happen to have some bones laying around, you go, I wonder what this was from. And then you mentioned there's a parade each day at 4 o'clock, but on Saturday you can stay into the evening.
Yeah, there will be a spark show from the steam engine after dark or at dusk, and there will be a movie under the stars if the weather's permitting.
What's a spark show?
Well, we feed some different types of things into the firebox in the steam engine, and when it's working, it shoots sparks. We have we use a little sawdust, makes one color, and some metal filings do make another color, and it's quite interesting.
Yeah, very good. Well, we need to talk about what you're doing. Besides, you've been there for a lot of years, and you support this in a lot of ways, but what will you specifically be showing people?
Well, I'll be sawing shingles. I've done that for many years and run the shingle mill there.
And what kind of wood do you use?
Red cedar, and that's the same thing as your cedar chest. And so then there's shingles, be shingles for sale, and also some of the, might say call it sawdust.
Yeah. And ladies, remember those, we like to have that cedar odor to prevent moths. And so this would be a fun way to have that, and also remembrance of this antique show. What kind of equipment does it take? It must take some special equipment to make those cedar shingles.
Yeah, we have a shingle mill that was built, I'm not sure, probably back around in 1920, 15 or 20. I'm not just sure, but it's sawed a lot of shingles in its days.
So how big is it? Is this something you can just put in the back of your pickup and take with you?
No, this is a permanent exhibit there. It could be. It's movable, but it's not really what you call portable.
Okay, so we want to stop by and see Bob doing the shingle making. What is the biggest piece of machinery that will be on display and or being used?
Well, we have a 65 horsepower steam engine, a case steam engine, and we'll be running it on a sawmill for most of the time. That gets quite interesting if you watch that.
Yeah, and I see on the poster that you have this Clover Huller. That looks pretty big, too.
That years ago, they used to make harvest red clover, and they had to, in order to thresh the seed out of it, took a special machine to thresh out the clover seed. And we have this bird cell Clover Huller, which we probably won't have any clover there to run through it, but it's quite an interesting machine. You need to look at it.
Yeah, it looks big, and to think about what they're doing is taking the seed off of the clover with this kind of big machine. Now, this is, of course, can be fun for all ages, and as I understand, they do a special Kids Day on Friday, but there's things there for the kids to do, too.
You bet. We got pony rides going, and I'm not sure whether the train fella will be there this year. We have usually a train that the kids can ride, but there's pony rides, and we're getting stuff enough around for a petting zoo, too.
Okay, and face painting, that's always really, really
sure.
Popular kind of thing. So no matter what your age is, you can find something, I think, interesting. Let's tell people again the dates and the place.
This is the Green Ridge Steam Gas and Engine Antique Show. It's September 17th and 18th. That's this coming weekend. And it's a half mile south of Irwin and a half mile west and a mile and a half south again.
Okay, so find Irwin, go south and west, and you'll find it. I'm guessing they probably have some signs around there, too.
There'll be signs there.
Okay, and you can see lots of things, you can do lots of things, you can eat lots of things. It could be a great time. Kids under 8 are free, but $5 for both days. What a deal.
That's right. And kids under 8 are free, and we also have camping there. They can. We have some camping, handicap camping, and also we have camping available with electricity. And that's $10.
Okay. So phone number, 712-782-6545. If you need that number, call KGN. They'll have that number to give to you. Or call Bob Nelson. He'd probably be glad to give you information, too. Thank you very much, Bob, for visiting with us. And just remember that our past is sometimes the eyes to our future.